Episode two.
Oh no.
Episode two. Right.
Welcome to the Beauty Download.
Welcome everyone. How are we all doing? So on today's episode, we're going to talk about how to avoid burnout.
At Christmas.
Because it's coming closer.
Well, because last episode we spoke about
how
being
we
quiet.
Are.
Being quiet?
Quiet. Being quiet, yeah.
Now we're going to, because I think you're probably a bit, even if you've been that quiet, probably a bit out of practice.
Yeah, definitely.
So 100%. When it all comes fast and furious for the next November and December, especially December, we can really be prepared for it. I think November would be a good time to get in check.
Mm-hmm. Start getting your little rituals going, whatever you need to sort yourself out.
Yeah, because burnout is December. A real thing.
It's. Do you think it's worse because we have such quiet Octobers? You know, like if we just were constant, do you think it'd be less? But do you think it's because
No, I just think it's just because we all just go wild. It's just every client needs that same date.
Yeah.
The good thing is with nails though,
thank
they
God.
Could have the nails done the week before.
Yeah. And they still look nice.
Yeah. And then you get the ones that do the in between Christmas and New Year bit, don't you?
Yeah.
So yeah. But yes, burnout
is coming,
is coming. So we thought it'd be a good subject to talk to you guys about burnout and how to avoid it. And we are really going to take this on ourselves.
We're going to try to. Like, I'll probably come back crying, like, because I'm burnt out. But we have done some research into burnout, and it's actually quite interesting because, so I always thought that burnout was like, I'm too tired, I'm
you're not getting enough sleep, and you're just working chronic, like working crazy.
Literally.
But it's not, is it?
No, there's so much more to it. And we'll basically share that with you. So, the first type is obviously like physical rest.
Yeah, because there's two types.
Yeah, in physical rest.
Yeah.
There's passive and active.
So basically the passive meaning sleeping 7 hours a night, at least 7 hours a night. I mean, how much sleep do you get?
I mean, last night I went to bed at 10 and I woke up at like 9 today.
I've done the same. I think I went to bed about 11 and woke up about... Yeah, because I wanted to, I just had my phone on silent.
Yeah.
But yeah, 7 hours, like a night.
I feel beautiful. I feel refreshed.
I mean, I did have a little nap last night before I went to bed.
Do you know what? I'm the queen of naps.
Love a little nap.
I am on it. No, but my naps are like hours. Like most people are like, oh yeah, 30 minute nap. I'm like lightweight. I'm there like 3 hour naps.
Oh, I get that nap thing. And then, you know, when you wake up and you're like,
chop,
need a bit of something.
I've done that really badly. I had a nap during a lunch break once, and then I woke up and I was like, I've got to a client.
I don't think we can really nap in the shops.
Oh yeah, well, maybe that wouldn't work. And then there's active as well. So there's like the physical rest. So that's like getting a massage, doing stretches.
I suppose yoga and stuff like that would be quite good for that, maybe.
Yeah.
Or stretching, not too high impact.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Keeping it calm. And then there's mental rest as well. So this is number two, mental rest.
So it's like overthinking. And you can conquer that by having a checklist.
Yeah, like doing a checklist, putting your phone on like do not disturb, and have a shutting down ritual. So
I kind of do that, I feel like. And I think I will stay more at Christmas. I remember thinking, just shut off and go to bed.
Really?
Watch this program, turn the telly off, and go to bed.
Do you know what? I my boyfriend James he doesn't have a telly in his room, and that is lovely.
Yeah, see, yeah.
Because I'm like, right, we watch telly, go to bed. Yeah.
It's the phone. Just, you end up looking, and then you end up shopping. And
literally.
I definitely TikTok. Got this problem of like, yeah, all that. I've got a problem where I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, did I order that last night?
Yeah.
It's like sleep shopping.
Yeah. Daydreaming.
It's bad. It's really, really bad.
And then number three is actually like, so those two were kind of like, classic. That's what I would think.
They're your main
is.
Sort of ones, culprits. Then social rest.
Yeah. So I didn't really think about this, but sometimes you can feel burnt out if you're like spending a lot of time with people who like drain your energy. Like, I know that sounds really stupid, but if you've not got like that friendship group.
What did someone call it once? A fun sponge. So you can have people that are
hashtag fun sponge.
Hashtag fun sponge.
Yeah.
Fun sponges. They just soak the everything but out of you.
But I think some clients are like that.
Yeah, they can
sometimes
be like that.
Sometimes they come in and they are negative Nelly.
Yeah.
And you are their therapist, and they are there to offload it onto you so that they feel great. And then you're there like, fucking hell, I was doing all right before you turned in and now I'm like this. And then number four is...
Oh, sorry. And also, if you are actually quite an introverted person...
Oh, yeah.
You should actually just block out the time to be alone.
Yeah.
I can be a bit like that. I like to shut myself away as much as I'm like... I get to the end of the day and sometimes I'm like, I don't really want to talk to anyone.
I don't think I've got that. I think I'm an extrovert.
Yeah, I don't know what the... But I think come Christmas, I'm a bit like the phones, the group chats, the whatever. Like,
blocks
no, I just need that downtime. But then it's nice. The problem is with that one as well, the social rest, is it's Christmas.
Yeah.
You want to be able to do fun stuff.
But then again, going out with people, you enjoy going out with.
And just probably not drinking that too much.
Yeah, anxiety.
Anxiety is not the one that you need.
And then there's spiritual rest. So this is like being a part of something bigger than you, like doing voluntary work or something like that.
I used to do it.
Yeah.
I used to do it on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or Boxing Day.
Yeah.
For the homeless.
Yeah.
Which was a nice thing to do because then you then go home and you think like, wow.
You feel lovely.
You do feel lovely.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
It's very sad.
It's very, very sad.
You were looking into it again, weren't
you?
Yeah,
I have reached out to someone.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing
haircuts for homeless.
Mm.
And they have got back to me. So I need to follow them up and chase them up and sort that out. Because crisis is great. But really, I think it's something that should be done once a month.
Yeah.
Not just at Christmas.
Yeah, true.
But that's like, as you say, it kind of...
It not
selfishly
humbles
it humbles you, but at the same time, because of what we do, you get instant satisfaction, and it's a nice thing to do for.
But
someone.
Again, if you're in burnout and you're thinking, God, like,
oh, I that Christmas I done it. Honestly, I done it Christmas Eve. I was shattered. I went literally from there emotionally, mentally, and physically, and went for a dinner on Christmas Eve with my family.
Yeah,
and I just had an Indian, and I remember thinking like, oh my, I look like such a mess.
Yeah,
but. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You've done something nice. And as well, like, it makes you realise how lucky we are.
Yeah, because we did an event where we volunteered the other day and, bless it, was for a cancer charity. And we left and we were like,
the fire alarm went off.
Yeah.
Just before we were finishing.
So it was a late one. We were finishing about 9.
Yeah, and we had our last customer,
didn't
we?
And we stayed longer because obviously... Of course, you're going to stay longer. And we stayed longer. And as we're on our last client, the fire alarm goes on. And we thought it was like, oh, yeah, they're not real. Like, that's just a drill. No, everyone has to be evacuated out of the building. It was freezing cold outside. And I just looked at Dan and I was like...
Can't complain.
We can't complain.
Can't complain. These poor women are going through what they're going through.
Yeah.
And you're just like...
And all of them... Smiling. Happy as Larry.
We were just laughing in the end.
Yeah, we were just like, we cannot complain.
No, be grateful.
Exactly. So, and then there is also sensory rest. And this is one like turning off your phone, like getting...
Not disturb is the best thing ever.
I've never done that.
It's good because what you can do, you set the time from when it starts.
Yeah.
So your phone goes on do not disturb mode. I have added my people on my phone book from my favourites. And even still, so say, for example, you're on my favourites list. I think you are, actually. If you ring me, it would ring through and text messages. So it will only be them.
Yeah.
Or say, for example, someone else rang me 4 times on the spin, because the likelihood is if someone rings you 4 times on the spin.
They need you.
So it would then ring through. But and then it then comes back on.
You can do that for certain apps as well, can't you?
Well, that kind of counts with that app, I think.
Oh, does it?
So it does it all of it.
Oh, right.
So the whole phone basically just stays on, but it goes on shutdown a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So even that, but that's even like, sensory is also... having like a bath with candles.
Wind
like,
down.
Yeah, making it all really like comfy and relaxing.
It's like you're basically getting your chill on.
Yeah, get your chill on. And then there's also emotional rest.
Yes.
And again, that's like when you cannot be like, when you feel like you're not being authentic. Like, for example, I sometimes feel like I give like my nail tech response, but like my Faye response in my head is like totally different. So
I think we could all relate to that.
Yeah, like if a client comes in like and they're asking for advice, like you can't really, you can say little bits, but you don't, you hold back a bit.
I think it all depends on how close you are with that client.
Definitely.
But no, you can't turn around and say, no, I think you should leave your boyfriend.
He's a dickhead.
He's a dickhead.
Yeah, no, just before Christmas.
Which Faye has been known to do once. And I don't know if they've been back actually thinking about it now. But yeah, you should never, and especially at a hard time of year.
Yeah.
Which could cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, definitely. So it's just when you feel like you're not being true to yourself. It's like just making sure that you like spend time with people you can be authentic around, like your family or your friends.
Yeah, just like be humble with everyone. Like just be yourself.
Authentic, yeah.
Authentic self. And then there's creative rest.
So this is the last one. So they're all seven. So creative rest is the last one.
So it's an appreciation. Oh my God, I can't say that word. Appreciation of beauty, and even in a human form or its natural form. So whether it's go for a walk.
Yeah, in the woods.
In the woods, or
taking a sunrise.
Yeah, taking the sunrise and maybe.
Don't think I've ever taken in the sunrise.
Only when I've been out all night partying.
Yeah.
So I was up in there a few times.
And then like human is like going to a museum and stuff like that, if that's your gig.
Yeah, if that's what you fancy, you're listening to music and reading a book, which I can definitely say I've not done. And yeah, just stuff like that. So
I just found it really interesting that, because like most time people go, oh, I'm burnt out, I just need to go to bed. And then like they wake up and they still feel burnt out. Like, consider those other options. Like, it might not be
just
the fact
that
you're tired. It might be the fact you're emotionally exhausted or...
But this, where we found this information out, like also it's saying, just don't go and steam in all ahead with all of them. Just pick two that resonate with you.
Yeah, so it's not like you need to like clear every category, but it's like the two top ones that you feel like is that. Just focus on that. And then you can kind of build like a ritual to kind of create in all seven to be equal. But
I know what works for me at that time. And do you know what I did start doing? I think it was last year.
Mm.
I started listening to meditation music before bed. So I'd have my earphones in.
I've never done
and
that.
And listen to it to bed. So it would actually make me go to sleep. It'd wind me down. Like, find a voice you like, because if you can't find a voice you like, it's really nothing but irritating.
People do that for, you know, those, who are those celebrities that do them sleep stories?
Oh, that's actually like a bedtime story.
Yeah, people
I mean, I'm
like
all
that,
up for Tom Hardy reading a bedtime story.
So maybe try that.
Yeah, like either or. But some people can have like the manifesting ones, or you can have ones that are just relaxation or just having that white noise in the background is quite nice. Like just having, because it does, it will bring you down.
See, I'm the opposite. I feel like for me, it's very much like being authentic and stuff like that. Yeah. So like for me, I can fall asleep, no problems. But my one thing is like if I feel like I'm, I don't know, just doing loads of stuff and I'm like, oh my God, or like I'm talking all day and I'm like, oh. Like
I know, it's draining.
So.
I do think the other thing and what I've done recently, because I was chronically tired, I was sleeping, doing all these things pretty much, not all these things, but those main ones like the social media and the sleeping. Faye, I cannot tell you, at one point I was like, I can't keep my eyes open. This isn't normal.
At work.
In general, in life, I felt brain fog. I'm talking to people, not listening.
Yeah, you said that brain fog, didn't you?
And I went to a health specialist.
Okay.
And she basically done a load of tests on me. I'm going to get the name up.
What like blood tests?
Was. No, not blood tests. Really weird, right? So she has this little machine.
Okay.
And it basically, she puts it on your foot.
What?
I know, right?
Like a clip?
So... No, she actually holds it. So what she does is, hang on, I need to.
Well, everything
find
is connected.
It.
By the way, I'm a reflexologist, guys. While she's sorting that out.
Oh yeah, you're doing so.
So I've started.
You talk about that a bit more. I'm going to find.
Right, she's
quickly.
Finding that. So yeah, I'm a reflexologist now. Not that I already had enough on my plate. But yeah, I everything's connected to your feet. So I've always been really interested in reflexology. So we did a course, and now I'm a reflexologist.
Now
so
she's a reflexologist.
I'm going to be doing
rub
that.
My feet up any day.
Oh, we'll do. I'll figure out what's wrong with you. Where you're going wrong. But that's exciting. So if anyone wants to do that, I've got a good course. You can always DM and I'll let you know who
does. Well, basically, once I find this. So basically, her name's Amber and she's from a company called Amber Health. She does a particular type of treatment. Now, it is... Oh, let me talk about it and I'll try and find you the actual name of what it is. It's a machine and it has like a gauge, like a sort of, you know, like a... Like it goes up and down.
Yeah.
And what she does, you put your foot on her lap and she has this machine and she taps it on the end of your toe.
Right.
But as, so
like
as.
A tongue?
Not a tongue. It's like a, just a, it's like a, just a, I don't know, like a poking device.
Okay.
That's all I can describe it as.
A poker.
And a poker. And she basically pokes my toe.
Okay.
And each, so she has like a little dial, is it called?
Yeah.
Is it a dial?
The
No, not dial. But the thing, so say like, for example, she'll have a list of.
The knob.
No, she'll have a list. She has a list in front of you, and she'll say, so it will have milk, dairy,
okay,
coconut,
okay,
avocados, all different food types, right, everything from, and it's literally a whole list for 50 strong.
Okay.
And she, by one by one, tests each of these foods out.
Oh.
So she gets this little glass. No, so she gets this little glass thing, right, and puts it by the machine, in the right machine, and then she'll test it. So
wow,
say it's
that's
coconut.
Clever.
So it's coconut, for example.
Right.
So she'll put that in the little thing, and then she'll test your, and she'll put the thing on your foot.
Wow.
And the machine moves. So if it goes high, it means you've got an intolerance.
Wow.
Or if it's low, it means your body loves it.
Wow.
So it goes up and down.
Yeah.
And basically, so just before I was going on holiday and I was trying to sort of save money and being a bit good, I was having, sounds really bad, but I enjoy it, Weetabix with milk and banana.
Okay.
Right? That was my lunch.
Right.
Because it was just easy. It was hot. I couldn't bother to eat. I found out that I'm gluten, not intolerant, but I've got a problem with gluten.
So what is it? Finding allergies?
Finding allergies and also finding intolerances.
Yeah.
So, and I have milk and bananas.
Shit.
Yeah, I couldn't have so all the.
And
things,
you were having that every day,
wonder,
basically.
No wonder I felt the way I felt.
That's mad.
Because I was eating everything wrong. So she, I've done another.
But that's not even unhealthy. Like for me, I wouldn't think.
No, but it's what your body can't have.
Yeah,
it's what your body can't have, and it's all not meant to be for. I'm not. Yeah. It's not the point of. She then anyway, we got to the point where I've got too much yeast in my body.
Right.
So it's acting up with my thyroid, because she can also test your thyroid, your liver.
And they found that through your reflexology.
And they found that through my reflexology.
The reflexology is right.
And then there was also something else I did long ago, but I haven't got an underactive thyroid and I haven't got an overactive thyroid.
Right.
But the yeast is causing a problem with my thyroid, hence why I've... So they suggested, and not that you guys really need to know this, but they said go for a colonic irrigation.
Yeah.
Have a colonic.
Right.
And start a gluten-free diet for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So 3 weeks solid, which to be honest, it's been probably over 3 weeks. I cannot tell you the difference it's made in me.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to do that because I'm getting tired and I'm not doing anything.
No, and you think that it's, you think you're doing right by eating healthy foods, but even things like, I can't have bananas, but I can't have sweet stuff. So like melon and like...
Strawberries.
No, I can have strawberries and berries.
Ooh.
They're fine for me.
Like but peaches.
Apparently not. No, I don't think I can have peaches. But then my body loves like peppermint tea, like peppermint. Ooh. And like, but things, you know, but I cannot tell you how hard it is to find anything that's gluten-free.
Really?
Hard work when you're out, but you need to be prepared.
Yeah, I remember I tried like a gluten-free diet and I was just like, what is this? Like, what even is gluten? It's just like...
Gluten's basically yeast. And it's in
everything.
Absolutely everything.
You've been doing well with it though.
Yeah.
And like, you feel better for it.
Definitely. Like, and she said this is not a lifestyle change. You don't have to stay on it all the time. She went, but when you notice that it's creeping back in and
when you burn out. When
you're starting to burn out, she went, knock it all on the head.
Yeah.
Don't have to have a colonic every time. It's a bit traumatic. But yeah, you can do that and it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Just sort your diet out. And I think that will be a big thing for burnout.
Well, maybe we can put that link to the website in the...
Yeah, I will, or what it actually
in the podcast
is. Because
then,
honestly,
I
find someone near you. Yeah, I'm going to
Well, maybe
get her.
That could be one of the podcasts, me doing it and see if it makes a difference.
Definitely. I wish I could bloody find the name of it, of what the machine is called. It's like an old machine from like back since, I think the Germans made it years ago, but it's like an old thing. It's been like around for years.
Yeah, love
but,
that.
Yeah, so I think be prepared.
Yeah.
Preparing yourself and getting ready for Christmas because...
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be crazy. You've started opening your diary up, haven't you?
I've started opening my diary up for regulars. I haven't yet opened up to the general public, but I'm going to. I feel, again, like, because October's quiet, I just want to, like, know that I've got people in and know that
It'd
I've
got
that wage and know that I can afford to buy Christmas.
That'd be a positivity sponge.
No, I'm not a fun sponge. I'm not a no fun sponge here. Keeping it positive. We're not going to be burnt out. We're going to absolutely love life.
No, I think if anything, we should try and get you booked in with Amber.
Yes.
And then see.
I'll just
if
be
it
the
makes,
guinea pig.
You should be the guinea pig in this. I'm already, as I said, on my way.
Yeah.
So I can only say about how I felt.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
But
and it's
I
just
have been
even going to. Listen, I'm saying about going to see Amber. Bless you. Probably won't be able, no, able to get booked in. And plus, you're all from all over the place. But.
Yeah.
Finding someone near you that's a nutritionist or can test your intolerances.
Yeah.
I think 100%, it all starts with your gut health.
Yeah.
It's a main thing, getting your probiotics, your prebiotics.
Yeah.
All of that stuff.
To be fair, I did do that nutritionist a while ago, didn't I? And I just started, she recommended these vitamins and I don't know why, I just like stopped taking them because I was like, oh, I feel better now, I don't need to do it. And I was like, okay, no, I'm feeling it now.
You know
it.
No, it does. It's...
Even my dad has a Barocca every morning, and he feels great when he's on a Barocca even every morning.
That's I fancy. There's a guy on TikTok. He's really good. He's called, I want to call him Tony Tonic or something like that. No, some of the stuff he says. So you really? Buy
a... What's he, a doctor or something?
So I, so say you're saying like about probiotics and that. Yeah. I would have just grabbed the dairy ones. I can't have, I'm not meant to have dairy.
I didn't even know there was dairy ones.
They are all dairy.
Oh.
They're all dairy based.
Oh, okay.
Because they're obviously like yogurt, aren't they, in that? And the Actimel.
Oh, no, I'm talking about a tablet.
Oh, a tablet. Fine.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, so if I you take
have
tablet.
Them. Oh, I just had him. Where'd he go? Oh, there he is. His name's Tonic Health on TikTok.
And his name's Tony.
I've just called him Tony.
Oh.
Sorry.
He's our Tony.
Either way, Tonic Health.
Okay.
I think you are amazing.
Okay.
He's so worth a follow.
England or America?
Ain't British. He walks around.
Let's get him in, babe.
Yeah, do you know what?
Get him on the pod.
No, I'm going to message him. Do you know what? It's so interesting, the stuff he says. And he pulls out, even the stuff with the gluten stuff.
Yeah.
Saying, because rapeseed? It's one of the seed oils. Rapeseed oil is in certain things.
Oh, right, yeah.
What probiotics to buy.
Yeah.
Like, even with, like, all certain things, it's really, really interesting.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really into it at the minute. And
I'll find out his name. I'm going to be calling him Tony now.
Tonic Health.
Tonic Health.
Hi, Tone.
Hi, Tone. Come on our podcast.
Please come on our podcast.
But no, please let us know how you guys are feeling. I would love to hear your stories. If you're feeling burnout, if you've tried any of those seven things, if it's helped, if there's any diets or vitamins you've taken.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, I'm kind of advocating it, but then at the same time, am I going to do it? Because I'm going to grab something. I need to, you have to be, that's the main thing. On a Sunday, get your food in and get ready.
Yeah.
And have your lunches with you and do it. Because the last, make sure you eat a lunch at Christmas. Mm. Have your lunch breaks.
How's your lunch breaks going?
Love them.
Really? I've been a bit naughty.
You've not been doing it? Because you've been striving, because you've been doing
it. Because I've been trying to fill
it. The time's up. No. I'm on it. I'm still on the lunch break.
Still with a whole hour.
Yeah. And going to the gym.
Also, she spenny that Amber Health. Was what price was she?
Was it was like £85.
Oh, so that's calm.
Yeah, she gives you a whole list of stuff. Okay. There was also another tablet. It was a bit of a mood booster,
aren't they?
Echinacea, I think it's echinacea, is to take. I never got that because that's to help you with energy and stuff, like as a tablet.
Yeah.
There was this Candida tablet, which is good to start pulling out the yeast in your body.
Yeah.
There was another one I took.
So she prescribes these?
Yeah, so she prescribes. She said on Amazon, she was like, get these ones.
Oh, no.
The one which was a mood booster, which I thought was wicked. I don't know if it's a placebo effect or what. It's definitely because I felt like I was quite fucking miserable at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I noticed it.
Debbie Down, fun sponge.
I was really, I was talking, but I just weren't really... couldn't be bothered.
Brain fog.
I think it was. I think I was very, I don't know if I was down or I don't know if my periods had changed and my hormones were all over the place. I feel I'm getting old.
Oh no.
Someone actually asked about the menopause. I'm definitely not near there yet, but fucking
I know,
hell.
Someone said that as a question, didn't they?
Oh, tyrosine. Ooh. Tyrosine was the good thing for like to help you with your mind and help you with like mood swings
and
stuff like that.
So take that if you're feeling.
Yeah, I suppose you've got to take it a bit, but I noticed a difference. But as I say, I have noticed the difference.
Well, let's take this time to sort ourselves out prior to Christmas.
Yes.
So that we hopefully avoid burnout at any cost.
Yes.
Well, we hope you have enjoyed this and we hope you guys are like... not burnt out yet, we hope.
No, not burnt out yet, but take this on board and... try to
make it in your stride as well. Like,
honestly,
try not to stress. I know it's easier said
as we say. Exactly, we're sitting and giving it.
Yeah,
we'll be fucking crying.
We come in December. Oh, I can't do this anymore.
But listen, you want to be healthy and you want to enjoy Christmas and you want to do everything.
So put these things in place now, and then hopefully by December we'll all be
cracking the whip.
Yeah, we'll be sweet. Right, we love you guys.
Love you all.
Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Take care.
Bye. We'll be right back.